Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Quick hits. Cinco de Mayo. The Hispanic Heritage of Odessa has scheduled a Cinco de Mayo celebration. La Batalla Sigue. At 11:30 a.m. Wednesday at La Margarita Festival Grounds. There will be entertainment provided by Viva Mexico Folklorico dancers with catering by La Margarita Restaurant. A festival will end at the Odessa Marriott with an event hosted by the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Annual Dinner. The Ector County Republican Party has scheduled the annual Lincoln Dinner with special speaker South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Thursday at the Odessa Country Club, 1 Fairway Drive. General admission tickets are $75. VIP table reservations are available for $1,000 to $5,000. To reserve tables or for more information, email ectorcountygop@gmail.com. or call Crow at 432-559-7066. Tickets may be purchased at tinyurl.com/5BZZWVFT. From Staff Reports. 458 days. For 458 days, the city has fought a lawsuit brought by the Odessa American to enforce the state law that guarantees the public's right to see basic police records. Through January 6th, the city has spent $112,138.47 of taxpayers' dollars to fight releasing information on crime in Odessa. COVID-19 news by the numbers. Ector County, 17,080 total cases, 366 deaths. ECISD daily cases, 1 student, 3 staff. Midland County, 17,331 total cases, 266 deaths. Texas, 2,886,638 total cases, 50,098 deaths. U.S. cases, 32,228,003 total confirmed and 574,220 deaths. Find out more at covidinthebasin.com or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/TZTRJLF. See the ECISD COVID-19 dashboard at tinyurl.com/Y6NTPTUQ. Man charged with assaulting 14-year-old boy, 3-year-old girl. OANews@OAOA.com. An Ector County Sheriff's Office probable cause affidavit detailed a 23-year-old man struck a 14-year-old boy with his truck twice, slapped and choked his girlfriend, shook a 3-year-old girl, and assaulted a 38-year-old woman. Homero Aguilar Villa was charged with injury to a child causing serious bodily injury, family violence, a first-degree felony, injury to a child, family violence, a third-degree felony, assault causing bodily injury, family violence, a Class A misdemeanor, and assault, family violence, a Class A misdemeanor. The reported incident happened at 1 a.m. April 18th in the 700 block of South Blackfoot Avenue, the affidavit stated. Deputies found a 14-year-old boy lying face down, conscious, and breathing on the ground. The 14-year-old boy is reportedly hospitalized in the surgical intensive care unit at University Medical Center in Lubbock with life-altering serious bodily injury. A witness at the scene, identified as 41-year-old Homero Carrasco Carrion Sr., stated he was the 14-year-old boy's father, the affidavit stated. Carrion reported Villa was told to leave and then intentionally drove toward his son, striking him twice with his vehicle, which was identified as a 1999 Dodge Dually truck. Another witness at the scene, identified as Liza Carrion, reportedly detailed to deputies that she was assaulted by being slapped in the face by Villa after he applied pressure to her throat with his right hand. Liza Carrion stated she has been dating Villa for 1 year and they live at the same residence. The assault on Liza Carrion happened after she attempted to regain possession of her 3-year-old daughter from Villa, who had picked up the child by both of her arms and shook her, which left redness to both of the girl's arms, the affidavit detailed. Liza Carrion's mother, identified as 38-year-old Mercedes Carrion, reportedly confronted Villa, and she was assaulted when Villa grabbed both of Mercedes Carrion's hands and applied pressure, causing pain and later bruising to both of her hands. Villa was arrested, charged, and transported to the Ector County Law Enforcement Center. He has 4 bonds totaling $42,000 and still in custody as of Monday afternoon, jail records show. Man charged with pointing firearm at woman while demanding money for sandals. OA News at OAOA.com. A 36-year-old man was arrested after he reportedly pointed a pistol at a woman while demanding money for slide sandals. Mark Anthony Uzel was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a second-degree felony, unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon, a third-degree felony, and driving while license suspended, a Class C misdemeanor. He is also being held by the U.S. Marshals. The reported assault happened around 6:17 a.m. April 27th, as Ector County Sheriff's Office deputies were dispatched to the RV park located near Moss Avenue and Palomino Drive, an ECSO probable cause affidavit detailed. The complainant, identified as 41-year-old Melissa Madrid Deonda, reportedly told dispatch that she had moved to the stripes located at the intersection of Moss Avenue and 42nd Street. Deputies arrived at the listed stripes location and made contact with Deonda, who stated that a man she identified as Mark had arrived at the RV park and displayed a small firearm while demanding money he claimed he was owed, the affidavit stated. Deonda reportedly told deputies that Mark had bought her a pair of Jordan brand slides for $80 and was now demanding she pay him $100 for the slides. Deonda stated that Mark arrived at her residence and pulled a firearm from his back waistband. Deonda described the firearm as a small pistol. Deonda stated that Mark pointed the firearm at her, demanded the money, and stated he was not scared to shoot her, the affidavit stated. Deonda stated Mark pointed the firearm at her several times before leaving the scene in a gray Mitsubishi. Shortly after the call was dispatched, deputies reportedly found a gray Mitsubishi Eclipse traveling east on West University Boulevard. Deputies conducted an investigation stop on the gray Eclipse, occupied by Uzel. A driver's license check was completed on Uzel, which showed that his driver's license was currently suspended as of October 23rd, 2019, the affidavit stated. Uzel was placed under arrest for driving while license invalid, a Class C misdemeanor. During an inventory of the vehicle, Deputies located drug paraphernalia inside the Eclipse, the affidavit detailed. A probable cause search was conducted, at which time a Glock 42.380S/N ABLE 144 was found in the center console of the vehicle. A criminal history check was reportedly completed, which showed that Uzel was a convicted federal felon and was currently on federal probation. Uzel was arrested, charged, and transported to the Ector County Law Enforcement Center. He has two bonds, totaling $40,000, and was still in custody as of Monday afternoon, jail records show. Closing prices. Posted $60.97. Futures $64.49. Natural gas $2.966. Benchmark U.S. rose 91 cents to $64.49 per barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Hello, this is Kay reading the Odessa American for Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. Obituaries and death notices. Winona Monette Riggs, Fort Stockton. Winona Monette Riggs, 80, of Fort Stockton, Texas, passed away on April 22, 2021, surrounded by her loving family. Winona was born on November 4, 1940, to William Bill and Evelyn Brown on the family farm near Orlando, Oklahoma. Winona is preceded in death by her parents, William Bill Herbert Brown and Evelyn Frances Brown, her beloved husband, Melvin Jean Riggs, and grandson, George Fraser Riggs. Winona is survived by her brother, Max Brown, and wife, Rosie Salcedo Brown of the Woodlands, her five children, Mel Riggs Jr. and wife, Marcia of Midland, George Riggs and wife, Glenna of Fort Stockton, Wes Riggs of Euless, Connie Riggs Morrow and husband John of Midland, and Regina Riggs Frick and husband Luke of Plano. Winona is survived by her brother Max Brown and wife Rosie Salcedo Brown of the Woodlands, her five children, Mel Riggs Jr. and wife Marcia of Midland, George Riggs and wife Glenna of Fort Stockton, Wes Riggs of Euless, Connie Riggs Morrow and husband John of Midland, and Regina Riggs Frick and husband Luke of Plano. Her grandchildren, Suzanne Liscomb and husband Jason, Zane Riggs, Casey Riggs, Trace Morrow, Gage Morrow and wife Alex, Garrett Frick, Jake Frick, and two great-grandchildren, Vivian Liscomb and Genevieve Riggs. Winona also leaves behind her aunt Imogene Francis of Oklahoma and her precious neighbors and dear friends, Donna and Gary Bryant of Fort Stockton. The family would like to express their gratitude towards Dr. Rochelle Young, Rachel Rodriguez with PCMH Home Health and Hospice, and Amanda Copeland of Home Hospice of Midland. The family would also like to personally thank Winona's caregivers, Erica Hernandez, Otilia Muniz, Elizabeth Adame, Melissa Granado, Amy Jimenez, and Maria Garcia for their love, dedication, and companionship. Services will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 8th at East Hills Cemetery in Fort Stockton, Texas. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made to either of the following organizations: PCMH Home Health and Hospice, Home Hospice, 387 West IH-10, 808 West Missouri, Fort Stockton, Texas, 79735, Midland, Texas, 79701. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickland Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Tommy Joan Rister, Odessa. Tommy Joan Rister, age 77, of Odessa, Texas, passed from this life on Saturday, April 24th, 2021. She was born on November 15th, 1943, in Aspremont, Texas, to the late Aubrey Berry and Alla Mae Spalding. She was married to her beloved husband Jerry for 51 years before he preceded her in death. Those left to cherish her love and memories are her children, Tammy Adams, Tanya Love and husband Ken, Tony Rister and wife Suzanne, and Chris Rister and wife Crystal, sisters Wanda Townsend and husband Joe, Maggie Frost and Opal Sellers and husband Jim, nurse Dee Gonzalez, as well as a shitload of grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, children of the heart, friends, acquaintances, and extended family. She was preceded in death by her beloved husband of 51 years, Jerry Rister, parents, brother Kenneth Berry, and grandson Kerry Adams. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday, May 5th, 2021, at Acres West 24-Hour Funeral Chapel. Burial will follow at the Peaceful Gardens section of Ettrick County Cemetery. Arrangements are entrusted to Acres West Funeral Chapel, and condolences to the family may be sent online at acreswestfuneral.com. Death notices. Kenneth Ken Jones, Midland. Kenneth Ken Jones, 63, of Midland, died Friday, April 30th, 2021, in Midland. Celebration of life will be held at Willowbrook Funeral Home Chapel, with visitation from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, May 6th, 2021, at Willowbrook Funeral Home in Midland. To place online condolences, please visit www.willowbrk.com. Arrangements are by Willowbrook Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Midland. Richard Brent Kilgore, Odessa. Richard Brent Kilgore, 49, of Odessa, died Sunday, May 3rd, 2021, in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled for 3 p.m. Saturday, May 8th, 2021, at Acres West Funeral Chapel. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Use of mesh in surgery. Dear Dr. Roach, I have to have an umbilical hernia operation, and from what I have read, I am concerned about the use of mesh. It seems the case that in so many operations done with mesh as a reinforcing material, the patient later had to have the mesh removed. What is your opinion about the use of mesh, and how do you absolutely know it's time to have a hernia operation? L.R. Answer. A wise internist never gives a surgeon advice on how to do surgery, so I defer to the surgeon. They have the expertise to recommend the best type of procedure for an individual, and they must consider success rates as well as complications months and years later. Many of my own patients have had complications from hernia surgeries using mesh, and I also have read horror stories about mesh complications. I understand why you are concerned. However, multiple studies have confirmed that a tension-free hernia repair, which usually requires mesh, reduces postoperative pain, speeds healing, and reduces recurrence rates. Various surgical societies, both in North America and Europe, recommend mesh for surgical repair. But again, a person's anatomy must be considered by the surgeon uniquely. Mesh infections and migration can happen after the surgery. However, newer surgical techniques and materials have improved the results, from surgery in recent years. I should note that many publicized cases came from the use of counterfeit mesh years ago. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536-475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
This is the Dear Abby column. Overbearing boyfriend ruins family get-togethers. Dear Abby, we get our children and grandchildren together twice a year. Our oldest daughter is divorced and unfortunately has a significant other the rest of the family cannot stand. He's an arrogant, competitive know-it-all. We have been around him only twice, the last two times the family got together. The second time was a disaster for the rest of us. Should we tell her we don't want to invite him this year? And how do we say it? Or should we not tell her? Signed, Tentative in Florida. Dear Tentative, talk to your daughter about this. When you do, have a handy list of the ways he offended your family members at the gathering. Her significant other may be so self-centered he doesn't realize he's being obnoxious. Ask him to dial back his need to compete, impress, cover for his own insecurity, whatever drives him. Then give him one more chance. If that fails, do not invite him again and tell her why. You can always see your daughter separately, I assume, and so can her siblings. Dear Abby, I had a relationship with a wonderful woman for almost 6 years. During the course of our relationship, I purchased a rather expensive precious stone, exactly what she wanted, with the intent of giving it to her as a promise ring. Neither of us are fans of the institution of marriage. We have since gone our separate ways, but we still communicate. Because it was purchased for her, I am tempted to give her the stone. At the same time, I have entertained the notion of keeping it and giving it to my future life partner, should I meet someone I care for that deeply. Your guidance would be greatly appreciated. Signed, Romancing the Stone. Dear Romancing, promise rings symbolize the promise of a proposal of marriage. In the case of your former girlfriend, it didn't pan out. Because the two of you still communicate, why not mention to her that you have the stone and ask if she would like to have it? If she says no, you can always offer it to someone else, although I can't promise the lady will be eager to receive a souvenir of a failed relationship. Dear Abby, a friend of mine has a 70-pound dog that behaves badly. When I visit her, it sprints out of the front door barking and jumps on my car. It has left 3.5-inch long deep scratches on two of my vehicles. She yells at it, and eventually the dog stops, but not before jumping on me and leaving me muddied and snagged. This friend is due to have a baby, and I am sure she will be inviting me over to meet the baby soon. How can I avoid further damage to my car and clothing without damaging my friendship? Signed, Assaulted in Austin. Dear Assaulted, the obvious answer is to find the courage to tell your friend you are willing to visit only if she confines her dog so it won't cause further damage to you and your property. And while you are at it, mention that you are concerned about her baby's safety. Her dog's lack of discipline poses a distinct danger to her defenseless and vulnerable little one. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. You are a cool, confident perfectionist. You are also mild-mannered, ambitious, and hardworking. As your new year begins, you are entering a time of change in your life. Get ready to pivot in a major way. Welcome this because it presents exciting opportunities for you to explore new ideas and ways of doing things. As you navigate these changes, your personal independence will be tested. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 4 stars. Today, you feel optimistic about your future. You're happier when dealing with others, especially friends and members of groups and organizations. You also feel generous to others. This is a good thing because what goes around comes around. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 5 stars. Whereas yesterday was a testy day with authority figures, today is different. Now, parents, teachers, and people in authority will sing your praises. Moi? Yes, you. One of the reasons you look so good to others is that you are confident and you are kind. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 4 stars. Today, you will do whatever is within your power to expand your experience of the world. Ideally, you want to travel. But if you can't physically travel, then you will travel through film, books, the media, and talking to people from other backgrounds. It's a great day to study or finish an important paper or manuscript. Yes. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. 5 stars. Financial discussions will definitely benefit you today. Oh yeah, you'll be laughing all the way to the bank. However, avoid important financial discussions during the moon alert. See above. This is easy to do. Looking swell. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 5 stars. This is a fantastic day to enjoy the company of partners and close friends. We're talking spouses as well as professional contacts. Because you are confident and you feel that you have nothing to fear, your good feelings will rub off onto others as well. Everyone will be happy to see you. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 4 stars. This is a good day for work-related travel. It's also an excellent day for any kind of group activities, Zoom meetings, or interactions with others that are work-related or not. You will do well dealing with the public in large numbers. Trust your intuition. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 5 stars. Lucky you, this is a fun-loving, playful, lighthearted day. Enjoy talking to your kids, romantic partners, and anyone related to sports events, the entertainment world, or the hospitality industry. You feel happy because you know you're in the groove. Yeah. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 4 stars. Family discussions will go well today because people are happy to share their ideas and be in each other's company. In fact, you might decide to tackle a major renovation or an ambitious project that relates to home and family. Good luck. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 4 stars. When we change the way we see things, the things we see change. Today is a fantastic example of this. Because you are in a happier frame of mind, suddenly everything looks better. Enjoy short trips and dealings with siblings, neighbors, and relatives. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 5 stars. It's a money day. Music to your ears. Look for ways to boost your earnings because this is possible. You might find a better paying job. You might see ways to make money on the side. Dealings with distant or foreign interests are likely. Ka-ching! Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 4 stars. It doesn't get much better than this. Today, the moon is in your sign, lined up with money bags, lucky Jupiter. We like. You will enjoy the company of others, and you will get what you give in terms of kindness, assistance, and generosity to others. Cool. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 4 stars. You are a sensitive sign, and today your concerns for the welfare of others, especially those who are less fortunate, are genuine. This could lead to metaphysical or spiritual insights on your part. You will find it rewarding if you can build a strong rapport with people who need your help. Astrologer, Madeline Aslan.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.